From Spark and Anvil and Coreg Realm, this is Lend, in Chapter 1 of the Coreg Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Rune shook his head, ragged. But I should be able to do it myself. Calm down on my own. I shouldn't need to borrow. Says who? Lend asked kindly, settling close so his lantern's warm glow fell over them both. When your light's out, borrowing someone else's isn't cheating. It's just how creatures are built. We steady each other. That's not a backup plan for weak creatures. That's the actual design. He held the lantern steady between them. You don't have to do anything right now. You don't have to perform calm. Just stand near mine and let it be near you. Borrowing starts with just being close to a light that's still lit. Rune, too tired to argue, leaned a little toward the warm glow. He didn't try to calm down. He just let Len's steadiness be near him. And something happened that surprised him. He didn't have to do anything, but being close to Len's calm, his own ragged breath began very slightly to slow. Not because he forced it, because calm, it turns out, is a little contagious, and his body had drifted near a steady one.
Lend didn't rush him. He just kept his own flame steady and let Rune borrow from it. Here's the part that matters most, Lend murmured, his voice low and even. When you borrow my calm, you're not just getting through this one hard moment. You're learning the shape of calm. Your body is feeling, right now, what steady feels like. The slow breath, the loose shoulders, the lantern that doesn't flicker. And every time you borrow it, your body remembers the shape a little better, until one day you can make that shape yourself. Rune's breath had dropped from his throat to his chest now, borrowed slow, matching the steady creature beside him. So borrowing it teaches me to make my own? Every time, Lend said warmly. That's the secret of a borrowed lantern. You're not just walking in someone else's light. You're learning how light works so that someday your own will catch faster and stay lit longer, even in the wind. The borrowing grows the having. Nobody's calm starts out strong. It gets strong from being lit over and over off of steadier flames until it learns to hold its own. Rune felt his shoulders, which had been up around his ears, come down. He'd borrowed enough of Len's steadiness now that a small flame of his own had quietly caught.
They sat together until Rune's own light was burning again. Not because Lend had ordered him to calm down, not because Rune had forced it alone, but because he'd been allowed to borrow steadiness until his own returned.
It came back,
Rune said, wonderingly, feeling his own breath move slow and easy now, his own small flame lit again.
My calm. It came back. I thought it was just gone forever. I thought I'd broken it.
It's never gone forever, Len said. It just goes out sometimes and needs a steadier flame to catch from. That's not broken. That's just how every flame everywhere works, even mine. I've borrowed plenty of calm in my time. That's why I have some to lend now. He smiled, lantern glowing between them. You'll lend yours someday too. That's how it goes around. Rune felt something settle deep in him. Not just the return of his own calm, but a quieter relief underneath it. That needing to borrow steadiness didn't make him weak or broken. That his light could go out and come back. And that there would always be a steadier flame nearby to catch from when his own blew out. It felt more than anything like being safely held. And like learning he was buildable, not broken.
That evening, Cyan, the gentle mentor who watched over all the steadying in Coreg Realm, found the two of them by the warm double glow. His light had gone clean out, Len told Cyan. He thought needing to borrow meant he was broken. We just let him light his off mine until his own caught again. Cyan nodded slowly. And how does it feel, Rune? Your own flame burning again? Rune looked at his own small, steady light, then at Len's beside it. It feels like I'm not broken, he said quietly. I thought if I couldn't calm myself down alone, something was wrong with me. But I just needed to borrow some until mine came back.
And it did come back, a little stronger even. He breathed, slow and easy. Mostly it feels safe. Like my calm can go out and I won't be lost, because there's always a steadier light close by to catch from. And like someday, I'll be the steady one somebody else borrows from. And Lend held his lantern warm in the dark, glad in his soft, steady way, because every flame in Koreg Realm had blown out sometime, and everyone had learned to burn again by borrowing. And Rune now knew that the borrowing was never weakness, but the very way a small calm grows up strong enough to lend.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to lend. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.